The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Burt, CEO of East Imperials, EISB ticker. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me again, Justin.
Yeah, and you've released your interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June. So we'll dig into that and see what's been achieved and the strategy and also look at the outlook. Before we do that, Tony, for people maybe not familiar with the East Imperial, could you just give us a brief summary as to what the business is about, please?
100%. East Imperial is a premium beverage company. We started here in New Zealand back in 2013. We're established now throughout Asia Pacific, the US and pockets in Europe. We create world-leading all-natural mixes and beverages, which are naturally low in sugar, come in multiple formats, and are found now at some of the world's leading hotels, bars, and resorts.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so take us through some of the highlights from those 6 months, what you've achieved, and if you could, Tony.
Yeah, of course, Justin. I was just looking at it. I think it's been a year ago since we spoke, and I think that, you know, not long after that, is when we first listed the business in London. And we laid out then some pretty clear strategy of what we're looking to achieve, and that was, you know, growth in the US and Asia Pacific. So if you look at our interim results, you know, revenues are up nearly 27% across the board, and that's primarily being driven with really strong growth in the US, where we're up over 130% year on year. And again, that's just a reflection of delivering to that strategy. Obviously, we announced to the market beginning of the year a national distribution deal in the US with RNDC. So what we're seeing now is really that investment that we put in the first sort of 3 or 4 months of the year with people on the ground and getting that bedded in. We're starting to see the benefits of that. I think what's been really pleasing for us, so we had a reasonably soft Q1 for our standards in Asia Pacific. And Asia Pacific is our cornerstone to our business. That's where we're based and we originally established the brand. And that was really reflected off the lockdown in China, the continued lockdown in China due to COVID, Singapore as well. And even here in New Zealand, you know, there was a lot of restrictions in terms of capacity in bars and restaurants. And like many places in the world, on-trade and restaurants really, really suffered as a result of that. But what's really encouraging now, we've seen a very strong bounce back and return to demand throughout that region. And we're starting to see that flow through. We'll hopefully see that continue, that momentum into the back half of this year.
Yeah, exactly. So what is it like, I mean, you know, in that region now? Like you say, it's bouncing back there. I know there's widely reported sort of lockdowns happening now and again, you know, in cities across China and stuff. But the rest of the region, is that pretty much getting back to normal?
Yeah, I mean, one of our original markets, or our very, very first market we ever sold in back in 2013 was Singapore. And again, it's a very important market to us, but that really suffered last year and in the first quarter of this year, as I mentioned. But it's really, you know, really positive to see the orders are coming through and the containers are shipping out now. And that's probably another good thing to say as well, is that what we're seeing in the market now, you know, like a lot of businesses, export businesses, there's been sort of natural headwinds with logistics and the cost of logistics and capacity throughout the network of moving product around the world. We're starting to see a return to some sort of normality in this part of the world, particularly from New Zealand up into Asia, which is really pleasing as well. And that's obviously going to help our re-grab or re-capture some of our margin back as well. But, you know, China, we announced a new distribution deal a couple of weeks ago. That's something we've been working for quite a while. If you cast your mind back, I won't expect you to remember. We did say that we'd have a longer look at China and see what we should do during these lockdowns. And I'm really pleased to say that we've signed WHI, which is a major distributor up there. So yeah, we're just moving out our first orders up to China at the moment. So that's really pleasing as well. A good sign to see things are returning.
Yeah, well, you talk about supply chains there and shipping, and you know, it's been, you know, one of the sort of hot topics of the bottlenecks, no pun intended here, but bottlenecks of you know, the world trade. But so is it difficult to deal with, or is it getting better? I noticed freight rates coming down and all that, so it seems to be easing, doesn't it? All that kind of bottlenecks.
I see we see capacity returning to the system, particularly as I mentioned in Asia Pacific. New Zealand to the US, which obviously is one of our major sort of strategic territories, is starting to come back a little. But like all these things, they don't come as down as fast as they go up. Mm. But you know, we've talked to the market about this before, about our desire and our plan to actually bottle in the US, and that's yes. still on track for later on this year as well. So, you know, in a way, that's been our operational priority, is just sort of circumventing a lot of these challenges that have been given to us by the supply chains and bringing forward our plans to bottle and market. And so that is definitely something we'll be looking at doing in the US by the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the US is very strong, isn't it? Do you see this as being, you know, your main market in the end, or is it, do you think that, you know, Asia Pacific will still be the cornerstone?
Well, you know, it's been hard to sort of compare it over the last couple of years, because it's been so difficult to kind of sort of get a benchmark of where things would actually lie. But our plan is definitely to see the US be a major contributor, if not the number one contributor in the next, you know, 3 or 4 years. Mm. It's definitely on the right track at the moment. You know, we've got the route to market sorted as well, and we're starting to make some good headway with the team we've got in there. You know, we've got a very tight team with a tight focus on key central cities, which are delivering on. So, you know, as I said, it's just really pleasing to see the investment that we put in the front of the year starting to come into fruition. Yeah, you're right. It will become a major contributor for us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's have a look at what's to come then, because, I mean, like I said, as an exporter of a product that ships around the world, you've gone through, you know, one of the hardest times of all. It must be getting better. What's the outlook for the future then, Tony?
Oh, the outlook is, you know, is really positive for us. I mean, you know, there's still a couple of things we need to deal with, which is obviously, as I said, the supply chain issues and just circumventing that and dealing with what's given to us. But as I said, you know, let me just mention, it's pleasing to see things starting to return to where they should be. As I sort of mentioned, our goal is to have US bottling up and running in the US by the back end of this year. I think operationally as well, you know, I know we get asked this a lot, is the UK entry. That is, you know, we're still working on that, and hopefully be in a position to make some announcement on that later on the year as well. So that's something we're very, very keen on pushing forward with. And besides that, you know, we've got a bunch of other things we're working on. We've got new product development. We've released a diet tonic, or a light tonic water, in the last sort of month or so. That's making its way to the US. That's obviously going to be a key SKU for us in the US as well. So we'll continue to focus on delivery in the US, and we'll also continue to focus on rebuilding APAC and going further. We've got a bunch of other new territories we're moving into. And then, as I said, you know, we'll then come and make the announcement of how we're going to enter into the UK market as well.
Excellent stuff. Okay, if you could then, Tony, 3 reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add East Imperial to their watch list, please.
Okay, we continue to deliver on what we said we were going to do 12 months ago, and I think that's been really important. That's despite, you know, as we said, these headwinds. And so we're getting a really good track record of getting things done, which I'm really, really pleased with. It's really a reflection of the team. Secondly, we've made some significant inroads into the US. That we set out to do, and also Asia Pacific. As I just mentioned earlier, there's a bunch of new territories coming on board, China included, but others to follow closely behind that. And operationally, as I mentioned, you know, we've become very good at delivery, but also adjusting to global conditions. But more importantly, we're starting to see margins gradually creeping up to the right direction and where they should be, and that's a really strong indication of that our margin improvement program, which has been in place for nearly 18 months now, is starting to come to fruition as well.
Excellent stuff. Tony, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.